Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Intentional Life.
Helping others speak their truth and live authentically.
With fulfillment specialist, LaShawn McQuarrie.
My heart's desire is to bring healing to the world.
And Minister of Motivation, Dr. Walter Sims.
You are somebody special.
They're on a mission to help you open your mind, forgive, love, heal, accelerate your life, and speak the truth. And now, here are your co-hosts of Intentional Life.
There's nobody quite like you.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Intentional Life. This is LaShawn McQuarrie, your mind, body, wellness specialist. And, of course, I have with me this morning our wonderful, fabulous, dynamic, outstanding, the one and only Dr. Walter Sims. Welcome to the show, Dr. Sims. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing, LaShawn McQuarrie?
I am here. I am blessed. I am very happy to be here. So all is well. How are you this morning?
Listen, I am doing fine. Like I always say, the only way I could be better if you and I were twins.
All right. All right. Well, they don't need two of us. That'd be two of either one of us, because that would be just too much trouble for the world. That'd be way too much for the world to handle. Oh, man. But I tell you, this morning we are discussing a very powerful topic, which is the power of patience. And I told Dr. Sims when we came up with this title, I'm like, tag, you are it. A lot of times, you know, it's funny, you know, we throw titles back around and everything else, but every once in a while he throws out a title. Because I usually say, okay, we need a title. What you thinking? You know, what's on your heart? What's on your mind? And he'll throw out a title, and then we'll go back and forth between, you know, what both of us are thinking and feeling.
That's
and then
right.
We come up with a title. But this time he gave it to me, and I was like, all right. I didn't say anything. I just accepted it the exact way he texted to me. So, you know, I said, you know what, okay, we can roll with this. We can do this. So, Dr. Sims, I'm going to give it to you. And, of course, if anyone has any questions or comments about today's show, you can call in at 646-478-0615. That is 646-478-0615. And, Dr. Sims, go ahead, take it away. Teach us, talk to us about the power of patience. And he didn't say the pain of patience. He said the power
come
of
on
patience.
Now.
So
come on.
So
come on.
To school
come
this
on.
Morning, Dr. Sims. Go for it.
Well, good morning, everyone. And this has been something, and I love how connected LaShawn and I are, because a lot of times when she poses a question in our production meeting, it is something that has just been very prevalent with some of the clients that I'm dealing with and some of my colleagues inquire about. And this morning I want to talk about the power of patience from the perspective of you cannot sow and reap at the same time. And we were just talking, a lot of people believe when you say be patient, they think that's empty, because they feel like, well, that way you don't have anything else to do but be patient. No, I'm talking from the perspective of, you know, you've done the work. You know you have, quote-unquote, sown. So the reaping is going to take time. The patience is knowing, and y'all jot this down, being patient. And this definition I want to give you this morning is, when I say be patient from the perspective, you know that you put in the work and you're having to wait on your results, because you have to be patient in the process of your progress. Come on, somebody. You have to be patient in the process of your progress. You cannot start and finish at the same time. And so many people get discouraged during their race, quote unquote. You know, last Sunday during the Super Bowl that I'm sure everybody watched, at least 100 million people watched Seattle fumble at the end. Seattle fumbled at the end. But anyway, that's a whole nother story. But in the fourth quarter, at the beginning of the fourth quarter, they showed a commercial. And I did a video on this last week, The Turtle and the Rabbit. Nobody gave that turtle a chance to win. Now, the fable turns out the turtle does win. Now, he didn't jump in a Mercedes-Benz, but the turtle did win. Why did the turtle win, Dr. Sims? And one of my 4 points was he kept going. And so many times the reason that people don't reap their harvest, they give up too quick. And one of the reasons the rabbit lost is that he got overconfident. He went to sleep during the race. And so from his going to sleep and the turtle kept going, the turtle won the race. And so many times the reason people don't reap, they go to sleep. And what lulls them to sleep, Dr. Sims? Well, they get impatient. Come on, somebody, they get impatient. And so many times we lose out because we're not willing to be patient. It's not that we're not qualified. It's not that we have not done all the hard work that it requires. It's not that we haven't done our due diligence. It's not that we haven't burned the midnight oil. The reason that a lot of us are not successful, we give up too quick. And I know I hear somebody saying right now, well, Dr. Sims, I hear you, but Dr. Sims, patience, I just can't be patient. Well, guess what? Now we all understand the law of attraction, right? If you keep being impatient, you're going to keep getting situations that's going to try your patience. I'm going to wait for an amen from one listener. I'm going to wait for amen for one listener. If you continue giving up, you're going to keep getting situations that's going to try your patience. My sons could not get their license till they turn 16. Now, in some states, some cities, you only can get a permit at 16. You got to wait till you turn 17 or 18 to get a license. They bump that jump a little bit because they feel like when you're 16, you're still not mature enough to drive. And even in Alabama and I think Georgia, they have a law on the books that even when you turn 16, you can only have a certain amount of people in the car. My youngest son just turned 17, so that requirement or restriction has been lifted, and they could not be out after midnight. And so we couldn't rush that. You had to wait 12 months before some of those restrictions were lifted. And so we have to understand that no matter how we try to rush time and rush the process and rush progress, you have to be patient. So number one, the first thing I want you to realize is that being patient, you understand. Number one, you understand you've done the work. Being patient does not, I am not giving you a license to be lazy by no stretch of the imagination. Being patient doesn't mean you're just sitting in your chair wishing and hoping something comes into manifestation. We're not saying that. But what we are saying, number one, you understand you put in the work. You are far from being the lazy rabbit that went to sleep halfway during his race. No, you're the resourceful turtle. You're going to put one foot in front of the other. You're doing the work, and you know if you keep going, your harvest is coming. Come on, somebody, I'm feeling good this morning. So, number one, you understand. Number one, you understand.
You've done the work. Okay.
You understand. You understand. Come on. Talk to me.
Okay, so Dr. Sims, there was something that you said, and it goes right along with number one. You said you understand that you've done the work. Earlier you stated it as you know you've put in the work and you have to be patient in the process. Was that how you finished that up?
That's right.
Okay, and so being patient in the process, What do you recommend for people who have maybe been working at something and they have been sowing seeds for a long time and they're just ready for their breakthrough? What do you say to someone? Because they, like you said, they haven't been lazy. They've been doing the work. They really, they've been patient and everything else, and they still don't see what they're looking for. What do you say to someone like that?
Well, this came up on my Twitter feed the other day, and my best example, since he's recent, is Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart had been doing a lot of work, and you did not know him up to a certain point. Do you remember he played in Soul Plane? Do you remember that movie with Snoop Dogg?
You know what? It's funny that you say that, because I don't think I ever even watched that. I don't know. I can only go so crazy with movies. But I never watched that. But I did find out about that later on, that, yeah, you're right, he was in Soul Plane.
And before that, he had to take roles like that because nobody really knew Kevin Hart. He was a comedian. He had some spots here and there that he showed up. But now, in my Twitter feed, a young lady said, well, they're about to use Kevin Hart up. And I politely tweeted back. I said, this is Kevin Hart season. And now Kevin Hart is reaping the benefit of all of those stand-ups he did, all of those shows he did where maybe 5 or 10 people showed up. He's reaping the benefit of all of those times probably they turned him down for roles. Now he's reaping the benefit of all of those hours he spent trying to make people laugh. He can do anything now, and it's funny. He was on after the Super Bowl, him and Will Ferrell.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, they did a lip sync. Uh-huh. It was good. It was good. You can Google it on YouTube and it'll pop up. But they did a lip sync of two songs, and he did John Legend's song and he did Eye of the Tiger, Katy Perry song, and the crowd went crazy. So now he could do anything now, and it's a hit. But he's sown, and he's the best example now to answer your question. And to be more pointed to answer your question, just keep doing what you're doing. Because when you sow seeds, there are several things you got to do. You got to make sure the ground has been fertilized. You got to make sure that you water. It's got to get enough sunlight. And so there are things you can do to nurture the seeds that you've sown. And so what does that look like in our lives, Dr. Sam? Continue using your gifting. Like our case, let's continue to talk. Let's continue to help people. Let's continue to speak into people's lives. Let's continue to blog talk radio. Let's continue to do the motivational videos that I do. Let's continue to coach. Continue to nurture those seeds that you have. Nurture your gifting. While you are waiting on your harvest and your manifestation, continue to do what you do, because that rabbit went to sleep. And so many people, another way to look at going to sleep, you give up. That's the second nugget I want to leave with you. The first big nugget is be patient. Understand you've done the work. Number two, the very next nugget I want to leave with you, the greatest nugget to kind of piggyback on your question is, do not give up. The one thing I can tell people, while they're being patient and while they've sown and while they're, quote, unquote, waiting on the manifestation, don't give up. Don't leave your field now when you've done all this work. Don't leave now, because if you leave now, if you quit now, going back is going to take you just as long to get where you're going. I'm going to wait for one more person to say amen. And so many times, the greatest detraction that hinders where you are right now, this little old voice whispers in your ear, stop, give up, ain't nobody paying attention to you. And I can be transparent this morning. I'm going to share this with you that a lot of people don't know. I mean, this happened to me a few years ago, And it did not look like anything I was doing was working. It didn't look like anybody was paying me no mind. I was preaching, teaching, talking, and I was just doing what I'm doing. And a little girl came up to me after church one Sunday, and she pulled my coattail, because I was shaking hands, and she pulled my coattail, and I turned around, I looked down at her. I said, "Hey, young lady, how you doing?" She said, "Dr. Sims," and LaShawn, she was 5 years old. She said, "Dr. Sims, I just want you to know, that sermon you preached the last time you were here, I just love that sermon. And I love hearing you preach. Every time you come to my church, I tell my mama, I love Dr. Sam. You could have bought me for 10 pennies. That blew me away." Her mama came up behind and said, "Dr. Sims, I don't know what you have done to my daughter, but she loves her some Dr. Sam." And when I got in my car, I just had to laugh, and a little old tear welled up in my eye. And I just said that to say, you keep doing what you're doing. One of the sponsors of my TV show, where I get my water from, he said, "Dr. Sam," he loves my show, because when I first approached them about sponsoring my show, you know, they were a little hesitant, and they started watching my show, and so they love it. And he told me one day I went by to fill up my water bottles, and he said, "Dr. Sims, you keep talking because somebody's listening." And I just want to share with you, LaShawn, the biggest thing that you and I can do to help answer your question is just keep doing what we do. You know, somebody's listening to this radio show. Somebody's watching your webinars. Somebody's watching my television show. Somebody's reading our tweets. Somebody's on our Facebook page. Somebody is paying attention to what we're doing.
Very good. And, you know, Dr. Sams, it's interesting. Well, first I want to go back to what you said about Soul Plane and Kevin Hart. And I looked it up, and Soul Plane was actually released in 2004. So it's usually a year before that they do all the production, the acting, and all the stuff before.
Right.
Sometimes
That's
even
right.
more, just depending on the type of production. That one was probably done in a year. So that means that he probably shot that movie back in 2003. Here we are in
That's
2015.
Right.
And
That's
Kevin
exactly
Hart has
right.
been really hot for what, the past? 2, maybe 3 years is when he's been really
right.
hot. Another
that's
person
right.
has been Steve Harvey over the past
uh-huh.
3, 4, you know, years and everything, with him having the radio show, the talk show, his own television talk show, daytime talk show type of show that he has. So, yeah, you know, and a lot of different seeds, like you said, that they've sown, you know, for years and years and years and years. And, you know, that's why it's so important. And I was just talking to a really good friend of mine who was a filmmaker yesterday, and she made the comment about, you know what, sometimes it's just about doing the work. Nothing
That's
more,
right.
nothing less. It's just about doing the work. And it was wonderful because she's had auditions in the past, and yesterday she had auditions, and she said that they had to cut it off at a certain point because they had so many people that they were literally using the waiting room. And I said,
wow,
that is absolutely fabulous. Yeah, you know, and she said, and she was having to, you know, adjust some things and do it shorter because they wanted to make sure that everybody who showed up, everybody that waited, that she actually saw those people. So, and where she was planning on being finished at 5, and in the past she was used to, at her cutoff time, she was done, she saw everybody, she actually had to extend it out a few hours just to finish with the people that showed up on time. So that just goes to show you, yeah, that, you know, what you're saying about putting these seeds in. Yeah, that's good stuff, Dr. Sanders. We still have about 10 minutes left in the show. So if anyone wants to call in, if you want to have any comments or questions for Dr. Sims or myself this morning, go ahead and give us a call at 646-478-0615. We would love to hear from you this morning. And so Dr. Sims, you've given us 2 of your 3 nuggets so far. Number one, understanding that you've done the work and being patient and doing it. Number two was do not give up. Don't leave now. What do you have for us for number three?
This is, I believe, where this is where a lot of people, they may wane a little bit. Number three, get excited about your harvest. Parenthetically, make room for the harvest. You have to understand that you have to live in expectancy. You know what I'm saying? You know that the harvest is coming, so you got to prepare for it. Because if Kevin Hart, Steve Harvey, were not ready for the manifestation, they would have not been prepared. And so many times, people have to understand it is coming. It's just a matter of time. So get excited about it. And so many times that excitement will keep you doing the work. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. You see how it kind of connects itself? You have to live in expectancy and understand the harvest is coming. It's just taking a matter of time to show up.
Now, okay, so we're gonna have some fun with this one, Dr. Sams. And I am gonna be very transparent this morning, and I'm gonna be quite honest with you all by saying that there's some, and I think, you know, when Dr. Sams came up with this title, I think he was trying to be smart. because he knows there's some things going on that apparently I need to practice some patience with, and everything else. But it's all good. I have a teachable spirit. I can be a little stubborn at times, but I am also teachable. So, Dr. Sam, you know, talk to us about this getting excited, because I think everybody can say, yeah, you know what, Dr. Sands, you're right, number one. You know, I got to sow and I can't reap at the same time. I get that. I understand that I got to put the work in. And they can even go even farther and say, well, yeah, if I give up, I'm never going to get what I really want. So we get that. Okay, but help us with this get excited right now. Because how does someone stay in a state of excitement when they get to a point where they just feel a little tired, when they just feel a little worn down? They still want it. They still want to do the work, but they're not feeling excited. They're feeling the tiredness. They're feeling the, is this ever going to show up? Talk to us about that.
Well, you know, okay, let me, if you will give me some laps, I know we may have about maybe 5 minutes left, but I'm gonna talk about it from this perspective. I'm gonna talk about it from a farmer's perspective. When a farmer has tilled his land, and let's just say you got 5 acres, when he has tilled his soil, when he has made sure the fertilization is tight, he knows his irrigation system is tight, so he doesn't have to depend on the rain. You know sun's going to shine because it is outside, of course. So when he understands all of that and he goes and gets his seed, let's say he's planting, just since we're in Alabama in the South, cotton. So he goes and he plants all of this cotton seed. He understands, and in his mind, he can calculate how much that 5-acre lot of cotton is going to yield him, because he understands he's sown some good seed, he's tilled the land, he's made sure fertilization is tight, he made sure his irrigation system is set. So if everything goes well and he's got the insecticide down to deal with the boll weevils and all of that, so if he's done his due diligence, when he sit down with his accountant, he says, I've planted enough seed, and he's accounted for just a few not coming up. Percent of what I have just planted is going to yield us a good crop. So if cotton is going to sell for $1 a pound, and he knows from what he's planted, he's got 5,000 pounds of cotton that's going to be yielded from what he's planted, he's easily going to clear $5,000. Okay, so he can get excited that this harvest is going to yield me $5,000. So he can get excited about the $5,000 that harvest is going to yield him. He's going to tell Mrs. Farmer, baby, I know I'm going to clear $5,000, so I'm going to get after you, do with it what you want. they can get excited because he's done all the work. So I'm gonna back answer your question. If you know in your heart of hearts that you are doing the work, you're doing the right thing, you're not producing no junk, you are quality. We have put together a quality show this morning. This is not junk. So we can get excited about the person that's going to hear this show because we know that they're going to hear a quality show. We can get excited about what all of our effort is going to yield us because we know we planted good seed. You know what I'm saying? So you can get excited
right.
about the work you're doing that is going to yield a good harvest. Kevin Hart knew he was funny. Kevin Hart knew he was a good actor. Steve Harvey knew he was a good stand-up comic. Steve Harvey knew he could do a good talk show. Steve Harvey knows he's funny. So he knows everything he does is going to be good because he's putting in good work. So that's what you can get excited about. If you weren't doing quality things, no, you can't get excited. But if you know what you have sown is good, that's why you can get excited. Okay, let me calm down.
No, don't calm down. Don't calm down. That's definitely we need to hear the excitement. You're talking about excitement. So there you are. There it is right there. You know, and that's pretty that's pretty fabulous right there, Dr. Sands. That really is. That really is fabulous. And I say that simply because, you know, it reminds me of when we hear people say, keep your eye on the prize.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of times we begin to look too much at what's not there instead of what is there.
That's good.
You know, and many times if we're doing that, of course, that's not helping us in our journey, and that's not going to help us go forward at all.
That's very good.
And I guess we have to think about it, you know, almost like running a marathon or a long distance
That's
run,
right.
not a sprint,
That's
first
right.
and foremost.
That's right.
And then secondly, they know even when they can't see it, because when they're running a marathon, those tracks are so long, they can't see the finish line, but they know it's there. And so
yes,
they
sir.
Run
yes, sir.
Until they get to the finish line. And so that will be my own inspiration, helping myself come up out of failing mind, whether y'all know it or not. Even people, those of us who motivate, encourage, and inspire others, every now and then we have a moment. So I needed this morning, just like probably many of you did as well. And so, Dr. Sands, with just a couple minutes left in the show, tell us if somebody needs you for coaching, and if you need it on patients, I suggest you go to Dr. Sands and don't call me. I can help
hey,
you out
everybody.
Too, but this
that's
morning we're
awesome.
Going to find Dr. Sands. Tell us where we can find you.
That's so awesome. Well, just tweet me at Dr. Walter Sands, DrWalterSims. Just tweet me up. I'm on Facebook, www.facebook.com/MrMotivation. I'm on Instagram, the Dr. Walter Sam Show. I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/MinisterOfMotivation, and that's how you can find
me. All righty, wonderful. And all of you can find me on my website, LaShawnMcClary.com. That's L-A-S as in Sam, H-A-W, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, C-C-R-A-R-Y.com. And you can also find me on Twitter at my name, Facebook at my name, all over the place. And we have about a minute left in the show. Dr. Sim, what last nugget of information do you have? What one final takeaway would you give us for this show?
I'm just gonna echo what you just said. Just keep focus on what is and limit your focus on what is not. I think that was such a beautiful statement you just made, because so many times we do focus on what is not there. You know, after the farmer has tilled his land and after the farmer has made sure the fertilization is there and he's hopped on his tractor and laid out all of the seeds and he gets covered up and he goes every day and checks. If he checks in those first couple of months, he's not going to see anything, you know, because nothing has popped up, because the root system is developing, because the reason that you can't see it right now. Your roots are developing. So focus on what, don't focus on what is not there. You get excited about your harvest. And we enjoyed having y'all this morning.
All righty. Well, with that, the show is over. Thank you, everyone. Join us next week or in 2 weeks. Until then, make sure you're living an intentional life.